One of the questions I have is, so we asked Tony, when did he see like a big stepping change? Not necessarily like, oh, this is what caused all the problems with Aspen and all that stuff, but like, it always seemed like everybody's always saying the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, which one was better, right, all that shit. Well, the truth is each one has a little thing where something changed and flipped. And I'm wondering, what do you think is one of the key elements that changed? I mean, Aspen is still Aspen, but sort of put it in a different category. You know, Tony was saying he thought condos, but he's going way back, you know?
Right. Well, you know, Tony wrote a great thing. I did a Hall of Fame video with him. I did his Hall of Fame video for the Aspen Hall of Fame probably 15 years ago. And we had him riding his horse around town talking about stuff and how the town changed. And one thing he mentioned is how it seemed the town changed dramatically when Hopkins came in and was a con man. Turns out Hopkins and Hyman, these guys were all con artists and like captains of the universe back in the 1880s, you know, and they changed the town dramatically. And, you know, they changed the name, they changed a lot of things and, you know, ripped a bunch of people off. And it was like, oh my God, these are the carpet bagging, you know, robber barons of those days. And we have them again today. So
yeah,
it's no different. There's always that element there, you know, the huge real estate speculation crowd who they bemoan how the changes of Aspen, yet they're fueling it. By, you know, just through what, you know, they're all making the real estate thing. I don't want to go too deep into that, but it just pisses me off. The one thing that stuck out for me most recently was thinking, when did this huge thing change where all the chain stores came in and all that? And
yeah,
I think it was when Parley Baldwin bought the Sardi's building, the Aspen block.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the Aspen block. What was it called? The brand building.
Brand building. Yeah.
He bought that block basically, probably with drug money, and brought in all these fancy high-end stores. And this is 25, 30 years ago. He's died 15, 20 years ago already. And he started the Caribou Club and all that. And I think that to me was, it changed the culture because all of a sudden you had these magnet stores that drew the big shoppers and the other stores. And then they all knew, hey, we can go to Aspen and shop in our favorite shops. And
right, pretty soon it was claim, the get set.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What was that one? Banana Republic. That one that came into town.
That, yeah. I mean, when you went from
McDonald's.
When you went from Crossroads to Banana Republic, yeah, I was like kind of.
Right. Well, the thing, there are those are kind of even almost like the ones he was bringing in were Frette and you know, what are the super high end ones that like the ones that I would never walk into? You know, you want to buy a pair of socks, it's $500, you know.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and
or $2,000 you know, cowboy boots.
Well, yeah, those places now that yeah, that place they're so famous, Kemosabe sells these $1,000 cowboy hats to these dolts who go in and buy them.
Yeah.
And it's like they're in the New York Times as the most, you know, the place to buy a cowboy hat in the world is to go there.
Yeah.
You know, and some idiots will do that, right? It's just crazy. And so I think that's, to me, that was one of the things when Harley pulled that one. You know, it's not like he started it, but he sensed it was happening and he took advantage and he pulled in these, you know, magnet stores and it brought in Gucci, you know, yeah, those guys.
Is there much of the 1800s stuff, the silver mining and all that still part of the culture?
Well, you've got the Red Onion's still a funky place. They've been trying to redo it and it's gone through ownership changes. The J Bar is gorgeous. They've remodeled the Jerome and it's spectacularly beautiful in old style. So you still have the Victorian mining era buildings. There's a lot of modern stuff too. And honestly, I don't think I mind it. Our new art museum is a Shigeru Ban, you know, modern architecture. It looks like a giant chicken cage.
Yeah.
You know. And there's some other ones like the, what's his name? God, the attorney in town. I'm blanking the name. Built this big building that's Hecht? Very modern. Hecht, yeah. Hecht built this building that actually I realized I kind of like it now. You know, it's modern architecture and it juxtaposes with the old stuff. It's definitely nicer than the 70s condos. You know, so it's not all bad. It's changing culturally. It's changing. you know, there are people here now that I've never met who've been here for 20 and 30 years doing their thing. And, you know, they've got their own ass, but it's their, you know, their world. And you realize that, God, we used to think we knew everybody in town. It just isn't true anymore.
Right. Yeah.